Welcome to this episode of the Scandalous Six Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Our campaign is conducted by the lore master himself, Kyle.
Roll initiative!
Yeah, you know what? I would say that you probably shouldn't eat human flesh.
Our adventurers include Steven as the ancient Earth Genasi barbarian, Petrilus.
Time is cruel. Do you have any non-dirty magic? Zargon has delved this realm into madness.
Matt, as the absent-minded gnome warlock, Sparkershire of Bryn.
Are there any small creatures in the area?
As I slide right into the opening, I go, poison spray.
Luke, as the scholarly firbolg cleric, Burke.
I see that you are a magic user. I couldn't help but notice a great amount of magic that's pouring off your body. I report directly to Thor.
Lindsay, as the loquacious tabaxi sorcerer, Flowered Cliffs, a.k.a. Flora.
I'm curious about a lot of topics. The cat god walks among us. I lost my soul. I feel as though my life is a quest.
Eric, as the zealous Asimar fighter, Jackie.
Who's sleeping? Snoozy. Snoozy.
Watch a master. So I'm gonna try to shove this guy. Did you learn anything?
Join us in our journey to unveil the mystery that is the Horde of the Dragon Queen.
Adventure!
That was good.
You guys.
I'm just watching the coldness until everyone gets back and are done.
I get back onto the wagon and sit next to them with Wire.
Okay.
And I chill.
Okay. Nice. The noble, after getting his wagon put back together, he's asking people if they have any horses to sell, and he ends up buying two new guards.
Whoa.
Did I say guards?
Yeah.
Come pull my wagon.
Horses, I meant horses. Okay. Do you guys want to do anything else before you head out?
Yeah. I go to Petrilus and I'm like, hey, remember that fire you talked about?
Yeah.
I say that we confront the cultists.
Confront them?
About the poisoning.
I thought we already tried that.
I think I have a better plan now. We can take care of this now. But I need to make sure there's plenty of witnesses.
What's your plan?
Set them on fire.
What I need you to do is have the fire ready in case it does not work. You are plan B.
I feel like it'd be better if we caught on fire at night.
Well, that's fine. Just don't let them get away without lighting it on fire. But I plan to,
Fire.
I plan to cast a spell that will allow us to know who has the poison on them, their person.
Do you think we can maybe wait? Because I took a lot of hits in that battle.
I think you'll be fine. If I see you go down, I will assist you.
I'd rather allow my body to heal itself. As long as we have time to rest.
I would rather not let this go on and have them forget about this poor man's death that they murdered.
You say so.
After we confront them and I find out the poison that's on them, it will be much easier to bring it up and have them answer for why do they have this poison.
Will you give me a signal when we go to plan B?
Yes. Plan B is once there's an uprising, we'll just stop.
Uprising?
If they start crying like last time, everyone disperses for no reason.
Okay. Yep.
I'll be ready.
Am I there with you guys?
It's been a while. I'll go around. I'll go drive out to all you guys before I actually go out and do it.
I ask our boss if he has any spare potion bottles.
Nope.
Do you know any other caravans that might be transporting vials?
That's a good chance there is. Might want to ask around.
Okay. I ask around.
There's a lot of there's humans, half-elves, elves, dwarves, halflings. Which one do you want to go?
Do any of them look like potion people?
You see one that's dressed in you see a dwarf that has some things that looks like it's for brewing.
I ask him if he has any vials for sale.
Oh, hello there. What's your name?
I am King Petrolus, and I...
King, you say?
Yeah.
King of where?
King of Petropolis. You've never heard of it.
Haven't I?
No.
No, I think my father lived there.
Really, what was his name?
King Petrolus.
Just let me do your job tonight, Kyle.
He was,
well, my name is Angston, and he was Angston Senior, you see.
Classic. Okay. It checks out so far.
Mm-hmm. Name's Lye Angston.
Lye, it is a pleasure to meet thee. I require a empty vial.
Empty vial?
Yes.
Well, I'm hauling scented cooking oils and perfumes. I have... Perhaps you would like to buy a perfume. You could feel that.
Is it flammable?
The cooking oil is.
I think I'll take a vial of cooking oil.
Why do you want to know if it's flammable? Generally, you don't want to set your food on fire.
Well, I don't want to set it on fire. I just want to know if it happens to be on fire, is it flammable?
Say that again. I wasn't paying attention.
He's looking at the money in his hand.
I mean, does it matter if I want to pay you for it?
I suppose not. You know, you're my fifth customer today. I might not even make it back with these perfumes. I might just sell it all here.
Oh, I better buy it quick, huh?
Indeed.
How is 5 gold?
He grabs his chest.
Are you okay?
5 gold! My perfumes go for 200 minimum.
It's not the perfume I want, it's the cooking oil.
The cooking oil is almost just as expensive.
That's good cooking oil.
It's scented cooking oil, sir.
200 gold.
No, the cooking oil is... Where? How much do you have?
I think I'll take my business elsewhere.
Oh, well, I could part with 80 gold.
No.
Worth of... vials.
Just like 50 vials? No, I don't think that'll work.
Well, what is your price?
5 gold for an empty bottle.
How about we meet in the middle, plus 15?
What? Plus 15?
Because we're back at 80. No, I don't think.
I can add 50 gold.
I don't think we have a deal here.
Well, then you can take your business elsewhere. I might not even have enough for you when you come crawling back to me.
Well, that's okay. I'll walk away from
Mr. Papers.
Who?
Ah, Mr. Papers.
Does anybody else look like they have what I need? Like an alchemy person.
Well, he was probably the pretty closest one.
I'm appalled.
My plan from earlier, does it sound like it would work to you?
You're always in our house.
Yes, I believe so.
He's reading some.
I have to see if any of these people would sell you
something. Must be uncovered before actions should be taken.
I agree. I would like to do this.
You have my support.
Excellent. You, Snoozy.
I have my reservations.
He's an Indian landowner.
We continue. We continue with the plan.
What? I don't want to catch it on fire.
You see someone that's hauling barrels.
Barrels?
Yeah.
I think I'll pass.
You turn around and you almost trip over. You almost trip over.
Big nose guy.
Yeah, I forget his accent though.
Oh, what do you have there?
His nose waggles in front of you.
What do I have?
Well, what are you doing?
I am trying to purchase a glass vial.
Ooh, for what purpose?
To pour liquid into.
Ooh, very interesting. Yes. What kind of liquid?
Well, I have this ale that I purchased in a faraway town. I wanted to put it in that glass vial.
What's it in now?
A wooden tankard.
Ooh, can I see?
I don't think so.
He just walks off.
See you later.
Is it a lowercase D on my face or a capital?
Capital D.
Oh, it's a big D.
No, it's not.
Are you looking at face tattoos? Uh-huh.
No.
Are you looking at face tattoos? He shows up next week with a big D on his face.
Paints a D.
That's what Jared would do.
Yeah.
Like his hand thing.
I regroup.
Okay.
Oh, where have you been, King Statue?
Conversing with the caravans.
Oh, you've come for the conversation as well.
Yeah. Came for the conversation.
Smart.
When do we spring our plan?
I say we do it now.
Okay.
I said I didn't want to do it.
Then you stay here, Snoozy, and do what you do best.
What is your deal? What's your problem?
These goods that they're carrying, are we assuming that they were stolen from people?
We know that from Smarker that they joined the caravan and they were heading this way. It was the stolen goods from Green Nest.
So why are we just burning the goods from people?
I believe that gold can withstand a common fire. It will be fine.
And it just gold is in that those wagons?
That's mostly what I saw, yes.
I don't plan on taking this caravan all the way back. I don't plan on taking this caravan all the way back.
What else do you believe that they have?
I just believe that whatever's in there could be used to give to people instead of just catching everything on fire.
They're not lighting it on fire right now.
Because we're trying to discover the truth here. First, we're going to confront them. I couldn't tell who has the poison, who does not. We ask them to empty their pockets, and we reveal that they are carrying poison.
Okay.
We know that the Birdman was poisoned and killed. If they have the same type of poison, then that links them together. The motive that he saw them opening the crates and they wanted to quiet him.
I'm not doubting that the cultist did the poisoning.
So what's your problem?
It's just the goods.
Your deal.
I feel like we could use those goods for better than just
the kitchen. So we will. Once we discover that, the cultists will be probably taken into captivity and the goods can be dispersed.
Then why do we need a fire?
That is plan B.
What?
As of last time when we confronted them, everyone just sort of went, just walk away.
That's a good impression.
They did nothing. Mm. So this time, if it happens again, then we can move to plan B.
Which is just light everything on fire.
Correct.
Yeah.
I feel this is reckless.
Drastic measures. You know how the saying goes.
Yeah.
Petrus, I knew there was something about you that I liked.
This is an evil cult. I think nothing is too far past the line. I think fire is mercy.
I'm not saying I care what happens to the cultists. They can die in a fire.
They can drink poison.
That has to go on the intro. I don't care what happens to them. They can die in fire.
It's the goods that they are transporting that are stolen. I feel
the money.
So then tell us your plan B.
Yeah, what's your plan?
Do we just kill them right out in front of all the rest of the caravan? Is that what we're going to do?
We could poison them. We take the poison from them, we know they have the poison. If the people aren't believing that people are going around poisoning others and they're very dismissive of it, then why don't we do it ourselves as a plan B?
I think we should take a vote.
Maybe plan C can be your fire.
Who all votes for the fire?
That's
plan B.
That's plan B.
Fire plan B.
I am king, so my vote counts as two.
And how about poisoning for plan B?
I.
Okay, you lose.
Wait, you didn't give enough time. You tricked me. Flora did not vote, and also Wildress here did not vote either.
You just put her in the conversation, huh?
She is trustworthy.
I feel uncomfortable killing anybody.
We're not killing anybody. We're setting their stuff on fire.
Oh, we might poison them.
Well, I don't think we should do that either.
Why can we not just restrain them?
What problem do you have with these people?
There's many of them.
They murdered the Birdman.
Four at most at a time.
How are you going to prove that they murdered him?
I have a sample of the poison food.
Have the same
and a little glass vial.
And the little crumb that was on his mouth.
It's a little,
Remember I used my furball nose and I went, you said there was a little crumb and I took it.
And that little evidence.
So you have a crumb this big?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how's that going to prove anything?
Because I can detect poison. And if it is the same type of poison on both pieces, then we have a link.
But how, why will people believe you?
Why would they not?
Because they don't know you?
It's common magic that you can... that is used. You can ask the the clergyman and his two mages. They should be able to wrap me up.
A man, if it were me, a man's life is at stake, and there's only one witness that's saying these things. I don't know if that's enough to convict someone of murder.
I have more.
Well, I don't think Plan B should be setting them on fire or poisoning them.
Yeah, I don't agree with the poisoning thing. Yeah, it's totally a bad idea.
I don't think you...
I think confronting them is fine, but I don't think you should attack someone like that.
Should we gain the trust of...
If anything, just find out more about them. I mean, why are you on this caravan anyways?
Because we know that these people robbed Green Nest of all their resources, and now they're transporting it to some unknown location. We've already gone to their last hideout, which was a cave that had dragon eggs within, and lots of other stolen goods. Mm. And they uprooted their entire camp and moved on.
Why?
North. I don't know.
Something,
but the fact that they stole the goods from a city and they ransacked the whole entire city, that's enough for me to take them in.
You don't know where they're going?
No.
Well, they're going to Waterdeep, obviously.
Well, that's where we're headed.
Well, I mean, this caravan's going to continue on to Everwinter and beyond.
Their stop could be before as well. We're not sure where they're going exactly.
I agree with restraining them after they're convicted of the crimes.
Should we gain the trust of a higher leader? Somehow let him know of what our findings are in...
We don't know anyone.
She's back.
Baby.
You're done.
I look at Flora once I hear the voice.
Yes, you know Pinky. She is our dear friend now.
You have leadership.
Oh, no.
Do you know somebody who has leadership?
No.
Pinky, what do you think we should do?
No.
You've heard everything.
I think we should do... I don't know. Not really... I don't have a lot of experience with cults.
Oh, that's good to hear. That's good.
I don't know. I'm just trying to get to Waterdeep alive so that I can get back to normal.
And stay in the wagon.
I'll probably do that.
I lean over to Wildress and I'm like, what do you think of Pinky? Pinky.
What do you think about this person here?
Seems very interesting. What are your thoughts?
Oh, this is a side conversation.
Yeah, I'm just, as Pinky's rambling on.
Jeez.
She's nice to you.
I wonder why she is pink.
Don't we all?
Wasn't it, what color was she before?
Green.
She was green before.
Green, then pink.
Yes.
What color will she turn next?
I don't know.
Interesting.
I meant, what do you...
She seems nice enough.
Okay, that's what I want. Okay. Yeah, she seems very, very nice. I like her a lot, yeah.
I'm ready.
Well... Maybe we should think about this more. And give it a day.
I don't think I've heard your whole plan.
We're all on the same page.
I don't think I've heard your whole plan.
It was set everything on fire.
There's too many people here that I do not want to discuss in front of.
Do you not trust Pinky and Wildress?
No, I don't know them. I barely know you guys.
Wildress fought by our side just last battle.
That's fine.
She fought about as much as you did.
I ran as fast as I could and I tripped. I do not have cat-like reflexes. That's not my strength.
Strength isn't restricted her.
Wildress does not say that.
One more day is too long. This needs to be discussed now. The longer we wait, the more this poor man's memory is fading.
How far are we from our destination at this point?
You've been traveling for almost a week. you know that you're still got a long ways to go.
It's been an eventful week.
But you know that you're coming up on the next small town. The first bigger-sized town.
Ooh. I say we confront them now. I'm tired of waiting.
Still don't know your plan.
Come with me. I start walking out of the wagon, away from everyone else.
I get real close.
Oh my. I get a little uncomfortable. Once we confront them, once I know that the poison is on their possession, I will cast a barrier of truth where they will have to speak the truth without lying.
A barrier of truth?
Sounds like a better plan than catching everything on fire.
You're not there.
You're not.
Silence.
Fire's plan B.
The only problem with this plan is if their will is strong enough, they can break the spell. But I believe if we can contain enough of them, one of them will spill the beans.
If they're able to stop the spell,
I will know.
Who else will know?
No one else.
Did your cone of truth? is it visible?
No.
Okay, well, let's do it.
They will have to speak, though.
Is the caravan moving, or are they still, like, recovering after the hobgoblin attack?
Huh? Oh, you guys are moving now.
Oh, okay. Maybe we could ask this new wagon for a payback. Or, I guess, a favor of the heroes.
Can do that. That's fine.
You want to help me?
I can if you want.
Okay.
I'm still like looking over his shoulder, trying to keep an eye on the cultist caravan.
They seem normal for cultists. They're just staying to themselves.
Okay, I cast. Detect poison.
Okay.
I get close enough to where it's within 30 feet.
You detect poison on
all of them, or some of them, or one of them?
A few of them.
A few of them.
But as well as a couple of the travelers that you don't suspect. In fact, you detect a large quantity of poison.
Ooh, is it flammable?
Essential. On what? On who? On where?
You look over and you see a male half-elf. Looks like a virgin.
Looks like a virgin?
Yep. He looks like a merchant.
So like a poison dealer.
Poison dealer.
He doesn't look shady. He has barrels in his cart.
I guess plan B.
I look at Petros and shake my head.
Are you guys near us yet? You guys keep on having these side conversations.
Be ready.
Yeah, you're Mr. Side Conversation.
I walk back and I say, I'm ready to go now. I have found the poison.
Where is it?
There's several cultists that have it, but there is one other that has a large amount of poison on it.
And who is that?
Don't know. It doesn't matter to me.
Do you not think this one person is selling it?
He may, in fact, be. That's not my problem right now.
Well, couldn't that support your case?
Well, him selling it.
You're very anxious to enact, you know, your form of justice on these cultists. I don't feel you're performing a very thorough investigation that you've taken upon yourself to do.
I mean, I'm convinced.
I give him a big slap on the back. That's the way picture.
I'm chaotic good. I shouldn't have to be fighting so hard to
I'm chaotic good too.
I'm straight neutral.
Are you? You're one to set fire to everything.
I'm straight neutral. It's whatever I want.
Yeah, an evil... Evil cult.
Chaotic. You got a little good in you. I'm just neutral.
I mean, poison can
neutral
be
is like...
You shouldn't care either way.
Yeah.
The only reason I care is because Thor told me to care.
Care, he will care. Poison can be used for a lot of different things. And the man selling it, he might not know what it's being used for.
Who is the man? Point him out to me. I walk that way. I go up to the guy. Greetings. Hello. My name is Flora.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. Do you have poison?
Poison?
That's why I didn't do it.
Yes, my friend was looking for poison and he said you may have some. Do you have poison?
He reaches over and grabs a mug and goes, oh, pick your poison! And he takes a swig of
his poison. Mug.
I sell ale and beer.
How have I not found you sooner?
I don't know.
Could you tell me about your goods?
Why, certainly.
I my eyes at Burke. I look back and I'm like...
Well, it's all for sale. I've been selling to quite a few of the members here. I'm surprised you haven't sought me out already. Honestly, I hope to sell most of it before water's deep. It's such a long way to carry just beer, but would you like some?
Yes, I would.
It's the finest ale in this part of the woods.
I buy an account. I'm like, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. I will take four...
Flagons.
And a half flagon, please.
Dragon flagon.
Okay. That'd be about 2 gold and and 50 silver.
You've got yourself a deal. 50
silver. That's 5 more gold.
Okay.
Please just give me 7 gold.
5 silver.
I got what you meant.
3 gold and 1 billion copper pieces.
I give him the money.
Okay.
I'm slightly trying to sense if what she's being handed is poison.
Ale. You can sense that it's a poison of sorts.
your deity has thoughts.
It counts.
All right, what kind of poison is it?
Alcoholic poison.
I mean, you could die.
It's non-deadly. It inebriates.
And I just go, that was such a waste of time. To Petros.
Do you have anything else for sale?
Well, which one did you buy, ale or beer? Because I had the other one for sale.
I will take one of those as well.
For you, it's on the house.
Ah, thank you.
Come again.
Come again.
That voice nice.
I will. And I go back. I have a big thing. I have all of it. And I hand one out to everybody, and I give Pinky the half-size one.
What's this?
It's beer or ale. I'm not sure which.
I don't normally drink. Do you drink?
Oh, on occasion. I got you a half size. As you're smaller in size, the alcohol will affect you proportionally. I've obviously drank one of mine on the way back.
What else did you buy from him?
I bought all of us either beer or ale, and then one beer or ale. Whichever. Whatever I did buy the first time around.
What did you find out about the poison?
Here's your poison, and I hand you a flagon. Oh, and my extra one I hand to your girlfriend, because I forgot to count her.
Still my girlfriend.
Pinky's like, well, here goes nothing.
Jeez.
She's like,
she
drinks some. That's strong.
She turns green again.
Very tasty.
Are you telling me that he doesn't sell poison, but just beer and ale?
Yes.
For some reason, I wasn't thinking clearly. Is the poison that I sensed on them the same poison that the dude had?
No.
No, huh? On the cultist, was it the same poison?
As the beer guy?
No, as the guy, the bird guy.
On the crumb? As the crumb?
Yeah.
Yes.
On the cultist, okay.
What?
Yeah, so I'm good.
So
it's not that poison. I wasn't clearly. It's the cultists have the poison.
I think clearly we need to do a little bit more research if you're getting your poisons mixed up.
No, I didn't get any of my poisons mixed up.
Did you drink some poison before you checked for poison?
No, and I don't want this either, sorry.
Oh, I'll take it. I shall use it to fuel the fire.
You shall drink it, King no. Statue.
Mm-mm.
Can I have it? I'm already done.
No. I pull it away. You stuff it in my pocket.
You stuff it in your pocket?
An open beverage.
Wait, what, aren't you wearing like a loincloth or something?
I have a backpack. And pants.
Beer dripping out of it.
No shirt though.
It's the cultists that have the poison. Yeah, it's the that
old,
I see.
It's all pitch up.
Not to you.
You have like.
That's why I did not
things
go to
called,
talk to you.
Straps?
No, like the half pants. That aren't
capris?
You have capris on.
Yeah, war capris.
You have one boot on. Where's your
no, I have two. I have two sandals on, but one shin guard.
Why do you only need to guard one of your shins?
It's his lead shin.
Yeah, I kick with the other one.
In your sandals.
Yeah.
And your calves are huge.
Thank you. Glad you noticed.
Do me next.
Yeah, is this world just speaking?
Your calves. Your calves
don't,
are
don't get snoozy all up, worked up.
No, that's what
why
she says.
Why would I get worked up? I don't care. It's fine. Whatever. Nice calves. Fine.
Petros, are you ready?
Aye.
Let us speak to the cult.
Onward.
I'm just gonna stay here if that's okay.
Of course. Here, you can have the rest of my drink.
I don't
this?
She might not wake up until tomorrow.
Well, she's been very, very anxious lately with all of the attacks by birds.
She's drinking it right now. We looked away.
She'll be fine.
She has the hiccups now. That could literally tear her in half. Turn her inside.
Now you got the giggles.
Yep.
Is this a character?
Yeah.
Okay. Well done. Good distraction.
Great job.
After this, I feel comfortable in being around these people.
You're so funny.
Yeah, I guess she likes me now, but yeah, you might have to watch out for her.
Keep an eye on her. Let's go check out these culties.
The cultists, and all of a sudden we're gonna be talking, and like all of it behind the wagon seat.
She's like watching. She's like, you know, they're gonna catch your stuff on fire.
Quit giving them ideas. Stop. I walk over to the cultists.
I also walk to the cultists.
Up to the wagon.
Yes.
Okay.
I warn Wildress that just in case Plan B is executed, we may need to intervene. Intervene.
I don't want to go that route.
I don't either.
I can't say that your friend... If they start something, I mean... It's gonna be a tough situation.
We will tell the leader of the caravan if we must.
There is no leader of the caravan.
There has to be somebody.
Everyone in here is traveling separately. There's no
it's
tour.
Like a freeway.
There's no tour guide.
Then I'll tell the person who hired me.
He doesn't care.
Just give in. Everybody's doing it. I'm telling on you.
I walk right, like, beside you.
Okay.
Like our elbows bump. Bumping hips. What was it? Bumping thighs?
Bumping thighs.
So, what?
Wait. Real quick. Let's go back to Spartan. You've been traveling at a fast pace a good portion of the day. The wagon's still moving. Someone undoes your head here. And
what time of day?
Towards evening. Like, supper time.
Is it dark in the wagon?
Not yet. The sun's still up. Dresmere. It's like, psh, psh, slapped you a couple times. You ready to talk more?
Yeah, what are we talking about? Are they here yet?
No one's coming to rescue you.
Oh. No, I know they're not coming to rescue me. That's not the goal.
Not their goal?
No, it's total destruction. Every last one.
Your groups?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone will be able to assail us here.
Really? I hope you're...
What is your end goal, Spartan?
Caravan is as confident as you.
What is your end goal here, Spartan?
To destroy all of you and stop Tiamat from coming.
Why deny? Why stop it? You could live in a world that is at peace, and you could have more power than you have now. I've seen your your dragon. Speaking of which, where is it?
She died. Along with the rest of my...
I happen to know that is impossible. After the transformation, I realized... I almost sensed it. The connection to that dragon. Where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it would die here, anyways.
No, you're probably right.
But you have a connection to the time at.
Well, I had something of hers. A couple things.
Yes. And if I were you, I would use that to my advantage. You could become a great ally to her.
Are you offering me a job?
Piece of advice.
What is your end goal?
To bring Tiamat into this world. To cleanse it of all those unworthy. The last group that we ran with. All the droops of the world.
Droop was not unworthy. The rest of them were. But I've seen my village cleansed, and everyone that I ever loved and cared about, so... That's why I went and got the essence. To make sure that I could keep that cleansing from ever happening anywhere else ever again.
Unknowingly, you've brought about the start of that cleansing.
But I can still stop it.
It's ironic, really. The more you try and stop it, the more you bring it about. You'll see soon enough.
Where are we headed?
Closer to that goal.
You don't need all those dragon eggs.
More.
Or people.
What people?
Just sheer numbers. I hope you don't need a certain amount. Or the dragon eggs that you were cultivating. Because they're gone. And then I go like this. Turn your face a little bit that way.
Yeah, sure.
I can only see the one side of your face. Can you just turn it just a little bit? Okay.
She's looking right at you.
The right side, then. That's where I'm gonna put my brand.
You think you're funny, Sparker?
I'm not trying to be funny. Just a piece of advice.
Guard. Bring one of his daggers. She holds the dagger. I wonder what's going to hurt the most.
Just be careful with that. family heirloom.
She jams the dagger into your leg.
Owie!
No matter how actually roll constitution. You try and choke it back, but you scream out in pain. Ah! 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 She goes, "Don't disrespect me, Sparker. I can be your worst enemy or your best friend. Twist it a little bit. And she takes it out. Hands it off to a guard. Tie him back up.
Close my eyes. I request a presence with him.
They're starting to put the stuff on. What was that? Well, whoever you were talking to, they're not gonna save you. And they tie you up again. Back to you guys.
I walk to the front of the Haltus wagon and I speak in horse and I tell him to stop. And then I stand out in front of the horses.
I stand next to you.
They're like, you. So
a lot of syllables for stop.
Can you speak horse?
Yeah, I can speak to animals.
You just did.
What is it?
It says
there's lots that speak with animals, so I need to know which. What
it's the one that I can speak to them. They understand exactly what I say, but they can't speak back.
Can I read what it says?
I have charisma check.
Can you read what it says?
Ability to communicate in limited manner to beasts and plants. They understand the meaning of your words, though they have no ability to understand you in return. You have advantage on all charisma checks you make to influence them.
Okay, make a charisma check for persuasion.
Not animal handling.
No, you're talking to them, right?
Oh, it had to be charisma, so.
16.
It kind of like slows down and is like, why are you in my way?
I need to speak to your leaders.
Did you say that to the guard?
Mm-hmm.
To the guard?
Yeah.
To the horse?
Not to the hall. Yeah, to the guard that's on the horse wagon.
Get out of my way. Horse starts moving again.
I stand there. Yeah. 7'5" and hold up the horses. Along with my good friend Petrolus.
Yeah. Buddies.
Where do you stand?
He slowly redirects the horses around
you. I do one of the protester things in front of the tank and I just sort of
protester things in front of the tank.
And I just keep moving. Wherever he moves the thing. And I just meet right in front of it. Where the tank's like, and he's just like standing there in front of the tank.
I whisper and I go, should we do plan B?
I start to smile.
He whips the horses and they start to go on opposite sides of you. And the harness is like starting to close on you.
Okay, I use my sweet strength to hold it.
Oh, sweet strength.
You have more
sweet
than 2 horsepower.
I don't know, I have the powerful build.
So do horses.
Well, that's why I have Petrolus as my backup.
I help pushing your back.
I keep trying to talk to the horses to calm them down.
To calm down?
Yeah, I sort of just rub them down, like, just settle down.
Do it with disadvantage. Animal handling.
So.
Is it being a whip?
Six.
No, they're still trying to press forward. You want to try and hold them back?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm helping.
I can push and drag. 960 pounds.
That's a lot.
1,000 pounds.
How much your horse can push?
20.
20 pounds, that's right. Thank you, Petrolus. I appreciate it.
2,000.
Oh, whoops, I keep forgetting to cast guidance on myself for all these checks. I'm basically just trying to make commotions so that the rest of the turds come over. I don't want them all in one area.
I'm sure you do.
I do.
Probably would have been better if we stopped for the night so that they're not moving.
Okay, Petrolus. This is going to cause everyone to stop and everyone's going to come up. That's what I want.
Sure.
Or everyone's just going to go around you.
That's fine.
Go to plan B.
Then we go to plan B.
Where the heck? There it is. How is a horse landing here? Oh, here we go. Alright, we'll make a strength check with advantage.
Because I'm helping?
Yeah.
Woohoo! Wait, I'm not gonna do this, I'm gonna do it with my die. Ooh. Oh, that's cocked.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Ooh,
you
21.
Huh? Did you guidance yourself?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, sir. Thor, give me my strength.
Oh, it's plus one.
I forgot.
It doesn't matter. You said it last time.
It doesn't matter. You're holding the horse's back.
Get out of the way, you fool.
I just need to speak to your leaders. After that, I will.
Okay, what do you want?
Those are pretty.
I want to talk to your leaders. Where's the rest of you?
I'm in charge of this wagon. What do you want?
This is the one that I sense poison on, right?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
I just need to speak to you.
Okay, speak.
I cast guidance on myself, and
what are you doing?
I just cast guidance on myself. Oh, I'm holding you up.
What's it look like?
Did you kill the birdman?
What?
I roll insight. I want to know if he looks shocked.
What?
He doesn't look shocked. He looks mad.
Did you kill the birdman?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Can I roll insight to see if he's lying to me?
Sure.
Dun, 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 dun. Bless yourself. Go.
Oh, guidance is there.
Inspiration. Go.
Oh, yeah, I do have inspiration, don't I?
Well, that's not good. You have to say it before you roll.
It would have been used, regardless. I don't even know.
It would have been
what
used.
Was it? What was it? A four?
Oh, it was a four, then.
23.
Plus your insight.
29.
You have a feeling he knows what you're talking about.
I know you're lying to me. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I don't know a birdman.
Would you be willing to state that in front of everyone?
What?
You heard me.
No, I need you to get out of my way.
I'm not moving. I know you killed the man.
You're crazy.
I may be. That's fine. But you're not leaving here. First you steal the goods, and now you kill a man. For no reason. I cannot stand here and watch you just continue on.
And the there goes our cover.
Plan D.
What are you gonna do? You gonna keep standing here?
Until more people come, yes.
What? I don't understand what you're doing.
What do you mean?
What do you have against me? I haven't done anything.
You've stolen goods, and you've killed a man. That's enough for me to stop you.
Well, you definitely can't prove any of that.
Good job, I think he's scared.
Then he pulls out a recorder and you're like, what's that?
That's right. I just wait until more people show up. Or if no one shows up, then...
He whips the horses again. Roll strength.
$250.
Critical!
Is it really?
Yep. That's what 2-0 means.
You're not touching this. You're not moving anywhere, sir.
Get out of my way. You see people looking at you.
Everyone, this man has murdered the Birdman. I say as loud as I can. His group is responsible for the murder of the Birdman.
Who is this Birdman?
The man that just died 2 days ago. Do not disgrace his name.
This man is crazy. Look at him. He's accusing people. I have not done anything.
Would anyone like to know what he has done?
I would.
Wow, that's an inside job.
Bing. This man has murdered him in cold blood. The poison... I know he has it on him. It is the same poison that was used to murder him. And I pull out the little crumb. See?
Get that crumb away. A strong gust comes by.
He's just like, see, this guy is crazy. He's holding nothing.
No, it is a crumb. My feline senses can see it.
I've already cast detect poison. I know exactly what the poison is, and this man has it on him. Do you or do you not know anything about the Birdman's death? Do you know who killed him? And I cast Zone of Truth on him. On the area around us.
Easy cast Zone of Truth.
That's fine. He knows regardless whether or not. He has to roll a saving throw, charisma saving throw. He knows whether he succeeded or not. Infected creature is aware of the spell and thus can avoid answering questions.
Nine.
He failed, so he has to speak the truth.
No, he saw you cast a spell.
That's fine.
Okay.
So whatever he says has to be
true. Yeah, whatever he says, he has to say the truth.
Oh, that's just to avoid...
Yeah, to avoid... to be able to lie if he wants to. But I would know if he got it or not.
Consider being charmed or frightened?
I don't think so. It just says, magical zone guards against deception. Until a spell ends, creature that enters the spell for the first time or starts its turn there must do the saving throw. On failed save, they can't speak a deliberate lie while in the radius. You know whether the creature succeeds or fails. An affected creature is aware of the spell and can thus avoid answering questions.
He's like, I don't have to answer to anything.
Why don't you just say no?
What?
That you know nothing about it. It's a simple answer for everyone here. Just answer the question. Do you know whether or not who killed him? Dude, I have an 8 charisma. What do you want?
You're doing great.
No, every time you say that, you take the lead of doing something, and then you say,
I know,
I have an 8 charisma.
Well, that's
the The burden of evidence falls upon you, my friend.
The poison crumb!
How does that prove anything? He gets off the wagon.
You have your poison on you that matches the same poison that is...
Prove your poison is different!
All you have to do is answer this one question right here, right now in front of all these people, and we will have our answer and we'll walk away. Simple as that. Do you know anything about the death? Yes or no, it's 1 second. And then I walk away, I'm gone.
I've already answered you.
No, you didn't. You still haven't answered me. I asked you before and you said, oh, don't talk to me, you're crazy. So
you obviously are crazy.
That's fine, I don't care. I just want one simple answer, that's it. Yes or no, do you know anything about the Birdman's death? Who killed him?
I don't have time for this.
Exactly. Denial.
Denial.
It's obvious. All he has to do is answer the question, and he cannot.
He starts walking away to the other wagon.
I climb on his wagon.
Yeah, I go to the horn of the back.
Yep.
What are you doing? Get off! People are like...
I start...
What are you guys doing?
Go ahead, Patrick.
Ooh!
I just run around to the back.
Guys start coming over to you. And they get in between you and the wagon.
Okay, roll Christmas checks on all of them. Because they came in the zone.
How long does it last?
Huh? 10 minutes. That's not concentration. Because I'm going to start... Every time someone comes in, I'm going to ask them, do they know?
Say like half of them fail.
Okay.
What?
I don't want to roll 10 times. Okay.
Denial!
Do any of you know anything about the death of the Birdman?
Stop harassing us.
It is a simple question for all of us to know. Do you know anything? I don't know anything about the Birdman's death other than this poison crumb.
One
right
guy
here.
Peeps up. I don't know anything about it.
And the rest of you? I know nothing about it other than this poison crumb. Petulus, do you know anything?
I know nothing of this.
We're all within the zone of truth right now. This is a simple thing. Come on in.
Come on in. Watch me.
Speak the truth, and it will set you free.
Now we sound like a cult.
Yeah.
Do any of you know anything about the death? The rest of you?
One guy's like, we have no idea what you're talking about. He's obviously from the past.
I just climb up on his wagon.
Oh, they're not gonna let you do that.
No.
What are they gonna do? I climb up there. Anyway.
They're gonna stop you.
What are they gonna do? Grab me?
Yeah.
I've shrugged them off. I'm still climb up.
There's 10 of them.
I'm so pitiful.
There's actually 12 of them.
They all. So there's one guy there on the wagon. He walked off, and I just get up on top.
No, as soon as you guys start climbing on top of the wagon, they all get around the wagon. Okay. That's what I said.
And I'll stand on the wagon and just start yelling at everyone.
No, you didn't make it up on the wagon.
Okay. I just stand there and keep saying the exact same thing over and over again. It's a simple question. Everyone answer it, and we can all walk away. And I don't move. I stay there.
You're a bully. You're trying to...
You're a bully. You're a big bully.
What is...
I'm still trying to push against a horse.
What is heckling us into some kind of... confession going to...
You have stolen anything. Goods right now from Green Nest. I've already seen them in the crates in the back.
I have 18 crates.
There's one thing.
I don't get to
say anything.
Well,
get in here!
What are you doing?
Save me!
What? No one's letting me do anything!
Everyone... I mean, there's people watching, but...
I'm just standing there yelling. They have stolen goods from Green Nest. I've seen it myself. We've been following this caravan for... well before they came, they joined this.
What's to say that... I mean, how can you prove where our goods came from? Any one of these people brought goods from faraway places.
Because I've been following you I've already gone to your last
camp. So you've been stalking us.
That's exactly right. You're criminals. Why wouldn't I? I've been investigating this.
See, this man is taking upon some fantasy of him, of his crazy mind. This man is clearly deranged.
I am in the zone of truth right now, and I have not lied once. It's as easy as that. I'm not lying. If I was lying, then obviously this would not be from Green Nest. Your goods are from Green Nest. I've seen it myself.
And what if they are from Green Nest?
I've been following you. I saw you guys. They've been... The whole city's been ransacked. Where else would this stuff come from? They just gave it to you? The city is in ruins. And now you won't answer a simple question. Did you kill the man or not?
We're being harassed.
Yes, you are. Of course you are. You're criminals.
Yes, so that's why I don't have time for this.
Okay. Well, I do.
Okay, well, we have time.
You just said you did not. So you kept lying within the zone. What's going on? You've now lied, sir. You've broken the fourth wall.
Don't tell me what to do.
I look over at Flora and I'm like...
Hello, friends. Hello, my name is Flora. Could I have your attention, please? It just... obviously, this cat does not have my friend's tongue here.
Or my nose.
Shh. I would like to explain some things. And if anyone would like a beverage, it is on me this evening. I apologize for our interruption. You see, we are following a dragon cult.
Aye, a dragon cult.
Boy, I really have to pay attention.
A dragon cult? Someone says.
Yes, a dragon and accompanying cult that I've mentioned. They ransacked a town called Green Nest, south of here. The dragon then attacked Baldur's Gate, which we came from, right? Everyone? Yeah? We have reason to believe this cult, at least part of them, are with us today. And the lovely bird merchant with the birds, which were very nice... he is now dead, and we believe the cult members have something to do with that. We merely want to prove guilt and serve justice. It is what the cat god requires of us.
Someone in the background says, "Who's the cat god?"
Oh, the cat god. Cat god watches god. Over all of us.
Snoozy.
The cat god is around us always. He can be in any form, watching for us to do good in the world.
One of the people you're accusing are like, "Oh, that sounds so interesting. Please do go on."
Well, the land that I came from with the tabaxi, we were created by the cat god.
What is the cat god's name?
Oh, the cat god has no name. He is merely known as the cat god.
All these people are crazy.
And what land is the tabaxi land?
Oh, it is so far away. My name is Flora. I come from the flowered cliffs of our land.
Appropriate name.
Thank you.
Have I mentioned that you look very lovely today?
Whoa. Thank you. You have not, but I appreciate your compliment.
I don't believe I've introduced myself.
Wow, well, big sigh.
I am Henry.
Henry, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Are you a cult member? Side talk, are you one of the cult members or are you one of the crowd that
I feel uncomfortable with that question.
I'm asking you.
Kyle Bedford.
You.
Me?
Yes, I'm asking you.
Is he one of the cult members?
Who am I?
He is one that is suspected as a cult member.
Okay, thank you. Henry, it's nice to meet you. We've traveled so far, well, what's felt like so long in this past week. We merely want to seek the truth. It is not right. The Cat God would not approve of someone dying in vain for no reason.
Is he one that passed the test or not?
He called me pretty, so obviously.
That's true. Did he pass the test or not?
He did.
Okay. He passed the test. He can lie to you if he wants. So he could be lying right now.
I leave the Zone of Truth.
You what?
I leave the Zone of Truth.
What?
You can roll too.
You've got it from here.
I just tell you that he passed the test, so he can lie still.
Burke Henry would not lie. He looks like a kind fellow.
But he can't lie, and I point to the one that can't lie. Because I know exactly who can.
I'm not going to take your polygraph test.
Why would it be a big deal? All you have to do is answer the question.
Because it's an invasion of personal privacy.
I wink at you, Bert Petulus.
Never read to us.
That's my signal.
It's a great signal.
I quiet down, let Flora continue.
I meander.
I have done nothing to you people.
You did plenty to Green Nest.
He rolls his eyes.
Henry, please let us discuss the bird merchant. We just want to make sure that we are not traveling with someone who would commit such a heinous crime to someone undeserving of such fate.
What do you want me to say?
If you know anything that happened to him.
Just like many of the people there here, I was not there when that person passed away.
Yes, it happened overnight, so I don't think many people were.
I did not have relations with that woman.
He was, however, poisoned. May I ask if you carry poison on one of your wagons?
Get him, Charisma Girl.
Yeah. Oh, we don't have a
crush
bard.
Him. What?
We don't have a bard.
We don't we have be... a crow.
Yeah.
17.
He'd be destroying right now.
Get him, Charisma Girl.
Persuasion is plus 6.
Crow would be like plus 10 intimidation.
Yeah, we have plus 8.
I cast guidance on it too.
After she rolled.
Yeah. You have it for the remainder of the time.
He's like, yeah. So several of us carry mild poisons, but that doesn't see how that fails to
he's losing it. We're winning.
Does he have the poison on him?
Feel that guy?
Yeah. He doesn't have any.
Several of us have poisons, but I don't see how that proves anything.
Oh, it doesn't on its own. I just wonder if you would allow my friend Burke to examine your poison to see if it's the same. There are many types of poison.
It is the same. I've already detected it.
Really? You detected a bolt full of alcohol?
No, he didn't tell me that. The spell says that I identify all the poisons around me, so I would know. He doesn't have any.
Beer is poison.
I identify exactly what the poisons are, and I was looking specifically for the same poison.
Oh, this man says that he has matched the poison. Let's all believe him.
It's a common spell, and I take out my giant book and I start flipping through it. And I'm like, right here, it detects all the magic. I have detect magic, I have detect poison.
You have a book of spells? Are you a wizard?
No, but I've studied very much and I've gone to many universities. Ask any other magic user here.
Let's see your degree.
Huh?
Your degree.
I sneak around to the back.
This man doesn't even have a degree to practice magic.
Is there any other magic users here that can back up my claim? I'm looking for the two guys that counterspelled me.
You see him, and he just crosses his arms. Looks at you.
Ooh. Bad diplomacy.
Never trust a wizard.
Never trust a wizard.
He attacked him!
I don't.
That's true.
I sneak around to the back.
The back of the wagon?
Mm-hmm.
That's covered by 12 guys.
I thought they were all up here.
No, they're all by the wagon. And so is Burke.
Burke's right there.
I'm not looking at that.
I'm in front. Stop and make sure the horses don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. The people are surrounding the wagon.
Makes its own truth.
Huh? It's 15 radius, so it's 30 feet. So that's like.
It's like a pipe.
No. And it's zone of truth.
You mean it's cone of truth?
Not cone of truth.
The half elf merchant that you talked to before is like, all right, people, let's just settle this down and discuss it over drinks. Anybody?
No.
Well,
no.
Why not?
I'm looking for one of them that has the poison on him. That failed the test.
So we like sniff around.
Yeah. I'm just sort of like holding up my hand, just like.
You sense one of them. You sense multiple ones that have the same poison.
I start pointing them out. All these men have pulled a poison on their person right now. The same exact poison that killed him. You, sir, and I point to one that failed the test. Do you know anything about the death of the Birdman? Do you know who did it? Come on, people. It's obvious that I cast this spell. You failed the test. All you have to do is speak the truth and we'll be on our way. How does everyone not understand this? It's quite obvious.
Can I cast detect thoughts on that guy?
Ooh, yeah, there you go.
Sure.
Okay, I do it. The one that Burke's accusing.
Okay, he seems nervous.
It's his only thought?
Well, you have to. Oh, you only have the card. You get surface emotions, and if you probe deeper, he'll know that you did it. And he has a chance of resisting it.
Mm.
Or you can switch it to somebody else. But they're all going to be nervous.
That's a wisdom saving throw. If you probe deeper.
I don't.
You don't? Okay.
The several people in the crowd are like, they seem guilty, but there's no hard evidence.
So, they seem guilty. It's a simple question, yes or no, and then they can go. I'll leave. Until then, I'm not moving.
Well, one of them speaks up. You're stopping our progress, and you're invading our personal privacy by demanding answers to ridiculous questions while casting a spell.
There's a man that's dead. You want murderers in the caravan with you? That's ridiculous. I don't want to travel with them anymore.
This is the cult guy talking.
Oh, the cult guy?
Yeah.
I'm paying attention. The rest of you guys can leave. Talking to the rest of the people watching. I just look over at the floor again. I'm like, I did my best. They won't answer the questions. Obviously, they're guilty. But no one will listen. I think we'll be better on our own. And I sort of look for Petulus.
I can't get close.
I'm sorry, I have something in my eye.
What about the other wagons? Do they have people too?
What other wagons?
There's three.
Ooh, the other cultures wagons.
Are any of them...
They're parked in the line.
Are any of them, like, on the very back ones unguarded?
I mean, the riders are still on. The... Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about, the drivers.
What about the very back? Like, if I go wide around them?
You can try and stealth.
I don't want to do that. I think it's a bad idea. I can swing stuff. It's okay.
You didn't do that very well last time.
Yeah.
I've spent everything. I look at the cultist dude and I'm like,
It's hard because there's no like leader or military or anyone that.
I am the law.
I am the law.
You're doing a good job. I'm saying it's just hard because of the people that are in the caravan.
I won't rest until you are put away. Life.
You talking to me?
To the cultists, yeah.
He's talking to you out of character.
No. Talking to the cultists.
Is the crowd still there? Like the non-cult crowd?
I mean, unless you told them to go in.
I just told them they can continue on, but I'm not moving till either they're all gone and then I can fight it out, or someone speaks the truth that failed the test. Brooks in his way, he's done. I got him right where I want him.
I address the crowd, the non-cult crowd.
Which is fading.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, not now. I turn to the drink guy, my new best friend. Mm-hmm. I say, could you please pass out around to everyone here? I would like to make amends.
Sure, you got it. Do you have 30 gold?
Yes. Okay. Put it on my tab.
Okay. Drinks on Flora! And starts...
Put on her tabby.
Starts uncorking the thing and filling it. One for everybody.
I stand on a box in front of the crowd. And I'm like, everyone, my friend Burke is not maybe explaining himself as clearly as he means. The facts are clear. There has been a murder on this caravan.
There's been a murder.
In Savannah. We merely want to ensure safety on our passage. These conditions we are traveling through for the next few weeks, they are dangerous enough on their own. We should not have to worry about each other.
I sort of sigh.
I agree.
Doesn't everyone want to feel safe here? Should we all be able to come together at the end of the day and share drinks like this? Share stories of our lives together? I'm being really, like, convincing. Like,
roll persuasion. With advantage.
Get him.
10.
You have guidance.
What does that do?
D4. Come on, 4, baby!
Wait, guidance, why?
Because I cast it on her a long time ago. She hasn't used it yet.
It lasts a minute.
Yeah.
It's been over a minute.
What?
But it's okay. You're holding their attention, at least.
Everyone, what can we do? How can we prove who really killed that poor merchant who, like us, was merely trying to get from one town to another to sell his gorgeous birds that are now flying wherever. I didn't get to play with them. That is besides the point, but everyone should be able to have safe passage, right?
Right! The mage speaks up, says, Hey,
big nose.
No. Hey, student over there, why don't you, speak with the dead? Ask him yourself who killed him.
That's terrible.
Why?
Because I don't talk to dead people.
Well, you're missing out.
I don't have that spell.
Kind sir, could you speak to the dead? Could you find out who did this? Help us solve this murder so we can all sleep easy tonight.
I can't speak to the dead, Kyle.
I know.
Oh, okay.
He's just mocking you. I can't do that.
Call him a big bully.
Yeah, big bully.
You're a big bully. You're a big bully.
Pinky comes out from the crowd. She's got like 2 mugs in each hand.
No.
She's like, why can't we all just get along?
Because we have murderers within our midst.
Burke, let her speak. Yes, Pinky. Everyone, please. Has anyone seen anything that could help us get to the bottom of this?
The bottom? This? She looks at the bottom of her mugs. She's like breathing really heavily. She's like looking at everybody, looking at her like, what's everybody doing?
We're solving a murder, Pinky.
No.
Take a seat. You look a little tired.
Okay.
Where's
she
my
just
nose
falls
buddy?
Over.
Where's my nose buddy at? He seemed to be quite a cataloger. He shouldn't have everything written down. I'm looking for a giant nose.
You're looking for him?
Yeah.
Okay. You look around, and the only person who's not paying attention to all this stuff is the guy, the halfling, and you see his nose waggling above a box in your own. And amongst your own possessions on your own wagon. It's like,
he's
looking through it.
You!
Whoa! Oh, hi! He throws his stuff down. Yes, well, what can I do for you?
Christmas check.
What? Oh. What?
Christmas check for the zone of truth.
Hopefully
he doesn't walk.
Is it visible?
No. It doesn't say anything about it.
He hasn't walked close enough yet.
It says create a magical zone that guards against deception.
He hasn't walked close enough yet.
Okay. Can you come closer?
What was his name?
Yeah, what is his name?
His name is Losvius Longnose.
Mr. Longnose.
Losvius.
Yeah, yes.
We would like to solve this murder once and for all so we can all rest easy. Could you help us? You seem to be very studious. You've been taking notes.
Certainly.
Who did it?
He's flipping through his notes. I was not prepared for this inquisitation.
Would you like a beverage?
Yes, that would help. Yes, indeed. I do not know.
Thank you, Mr. Longnose.
I did, however, measure the body.
The defense rests.
Yes, Burke. Yes.
And I did find out what was in his pockets.
What were in his pockets?
Loose change. And bird feathers.
So whoever killed him was not motivated by money.
Potentially. There was only a few copper and silver pieces.
Did you check his wagon? Was his gold gone? He had quite a bit from selling expensive birds.
He didn't have any money with him. Not a large amount. He had some on him. Just a small amount to... It seemed to get him through the journey, but I don't think he has been selling any birds. I think that was his plan to do in Watersdeep.
Did you see anything else interesting? Has anyone seen anything unusual aside from the spectacle happening before you?
His breakfast was still on his face.
Yeah, this.
The crumb.
Yeah?
You have a crumb. very interesting.
It has the poison in it. The same poison these guys have. I point the two of them have poison.
Yes. He goes over to the cultist, starts examining their clothing. Hey, what are you doing? I'm just examining for purposes.
Sir, he is a professional. Let him do his job.
but thank you, kind madam. Yes, about that, I'd like to measure your waist size. And the cultist is just like, no, thank you.
I thought I was bad.
Ah, afraid you've been eating too much on our travels?
Yes, what have you been eating? Please, fill me in.
No.
That's all this murder.
Bad. Not the way we're going, not.
No.
Well, I have a proposition. Perhaps we separate ourselves from these people and don't deal with them at all.
I don't like that.
What if we send them ahead of us?
I like that idea.
That way, they won't get the jump on us.
They have stolen goods from Greennest. This is not... No. The murder was just simply to connect them to all this. The stolen goods is what it is.
The cultist is like...
I'm gonna roll stealth.
You're gonna roll stealth. Mm-hmm. Okay, do it with advantage.
Woo! I've been practicing my rolls.
Two. Looks oh like my goodness, a one?
Seven.
Oh.
Dang it. 11.
Keep an eye on it, and we don't have to deal with them. And we can get past this situation we're stuck in. And then in the loop.
Yeah.
the driver of the last wagon.
Okay. Can I sneak around the back?
Yeah.
I do it.
Just gonna burn it.
Why is there smoke? Look, everyone!
I sneak around to the back.
Okay.
You have to be able to talk your way out of stuff.
Can I peek?
Doesn't work.
I peek inside.
Oh, very nice.
Well, now you're just burning down all the stolen goods.
Yeah,
but
the
gold.
Is that closed?
Come on. It's like...
No, I don't think the fire's good yet.
It's draped over everything, and the tarp is tied onto the...
Knock them all unconscious and take them leaving them in the wilderness with nothing. Okay. That sounds
good. You peek in, and you're able to see boxes.
Okay. Just a lot of boxes?
Yeah.
Okay. I open a spot big enough for it to crawl into.
Into the tarp?
Yeah.
Make another stealth check.
Oh, no. Do I get advantage again?
Yeah.
Seventeen.
Ooh, okay. There you go.
You're able to open it enough to get inside the wagon, I guess. But it's like an open wagon, you know.
Oh, so it's not like this.
Yeah. Sorry.
So it's just a tarp draped over boxes.
Yeah. And it's tied down to the wagon. Sorry. Most of the wagons are like this. Even from merchants and stuff.
Okay. Then I get out both of my ales. And I carefully pour a trail.
For a trail.
Yeah, going like a little bit at a time. Cover everyone.
Oh,
okay. Jump off.
Roll one more stealth shot.
Oh my goodness.
I'm sort of thinking to myself, maybe the fire wasn't a good idea. But Petrolus said that he had this.
Yeah, go ahead. With
I trust Petrolus. He seems like a good guy.
16.
Seems like a really good guy.
Alright, you do it. And he doesn't notice.
Okay.
Then fire it is.
Then I make sure I covered everyone. I use every drop. And I get off
with
the back.
2 gallons, basically, of ale.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I get off the back. And I kind of... I walk away a little bit.
Okay.
And I, like... Give a thumbs up to Burke.
I'm in deep thoughts.
Yeah, he doesn't notice, I don't think.
Can I see anybody?
Why don't you roll perception?
Ooh, I definitely see it then.
What?
19 plus 4 is a 23.
Okay. You see him.
Look at Petrolus, and I have faith that his plan will work somehow. I'm still kind of iffy, but...
Wait, you were way forward earlier.
I was, but now that I'm thinking where we're at, I'm trying to figure out how this is actually going to work, but then I'm like, I give you a thumbs up. Sorry, guys. I got something breaking my eye. Hold on just a moment. Hey, it wasn't my plan for the fire. This is Petrolus.
You voted for it.
I did vote for it because I have your back. I'm feeling you. Got it. You've had my back. Even though you hate my magic.
Well, I'm going to take the thumbs up as go to plan B.
I know.
And the wink.
I know.
Okay. Just saying this is your fault as much as mine.
Oh, now because of you. Okay, that's fine. Burke will take it. He's fine.
I have a conversation with Wildress. Like,
here it comes.
I'm
not part of this group at all.
This is not going to plan. As
sure it is.
As he's fumbling over stuff and Floor is trying to.
I rolled a 17. I'm not fumbling.
No, Burke.
And I'm like,
steady as a rock, baby.
They're probably going to set this on fire. Should we do anything?
Yeah,
should we tell somebody?
I have
should we stop them?
Who are you going to tell?
Yeah, they're all there. Everyone knows everything.
Hey, cool.
Yeah, but they don't know you're catching on fire. I can essentially like just tell a couple people and they'll be like, well, there's a fire.
Why would you do that?
But don't worry, Petrus. I'll have you back if he says something like that.
I,
we'll be leaving Snoozy at the next port.
I get on my tinderbox.
I don't think this is very ethical. And it seems wrong.
Well, maybe you two should have helped my speech.
I tried.
I wasn't going to be able to help that.
Snoozins.
I agree. Maybe we should go check what's going on.
I think there's a better way to solve this.
Certainly.
Let's go. We are two petrels.
What have you two been doing then?
Just watching everything. What do you want us to do?
I start lighting my tinder.
I look to Wildress.
We're too late.
What are you doing? I whisper.
Oh, you run up to me? I don't hear you because you're far away.
Executing Pimp B.
But if you do this and someone catches you,
no one will believe him.
They won't. Was that Burke?
Oh, sorry. No one else is believing what I'm saying, so no one will believe him.
If people turn around and see you lighting this thing on fire, they're going to know it's you.
That's okay.
And then they'll kick you out.
They won't kick me out. I'm a king.
But they don't know that. I don't know that.
I point at my crown.
Anyone can forge a crown and put it on their head.
Not a crown like this.
It's nice, but even if you were king, they don't know where you're from. You have no power in these lands. And
we're not here to create chaos, Petrulus.
We're here to destroy a cult.
Then let's destroy the cult.
Okay.
Yes. No.
Yes, I love it. I love it, Petrulus. Yeah.
But how you don't know how deep this cult runs. What if you burn this down and then your tracks are cold after that? Where are you gonna go from here? Do you think this is the only people they have?
We don't know where they're heading. We don't know what their plan is.
I wish I had something I could communicate with him.
I'm telling the horses to make a bunch of noise as a diversion. So I'm talking to the horses to make, like, start getting rowdy.
Who likes to
there already play? Enough of a diversion?
Huh? Okay, I'm just making sure. I'm just telling the horses because I know I gave him the signal to go and do it, so I'm just trying to make even bigger of a mess that I've already made so that everyone pays attention to me.
We have a master of disguise who can ask these questions.
That was the plan that it got somebody killed.
Starting a fire and taking them out this way.
Say you're lying.
But
I attack recklessly!
Oh, no. Do you think this fire is gonna just take out this cult? They're just gonna all catch fire?
Yeah. That's the plan.
How many people are in that wagon?
This wagon is just boxes.
Then what is catching on fire gonna do?
It'll catch their stuff on fire. They have less stuff.
Well, Burke just said that half the stuff isn't going to melt. It's gold.
But they have a wagon. They can't transport if they don't have a wagon.
You're going to kill the horses?
No, I'm going to burn it.
Not the horses.
And then the horses will be fine.
You just said the thing they're pulling on fire.
Yeah.
What if I set your backpack on fire?
What?
It's hypothetical. Answer the question.
It's the same thing.
I take my backpack off.
Well, maybe you should cut the horses for you.
You can go and do that.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Then I'll burn it.
What are you going to gain from it?
It's an evil cult that pillaged a whole town.
Yeah, but how does that help you? Revenge?
So take the
exactly,
wagon.
Yeah.
Take the wagon.
But what does...
What?
So you get some revenge.
What?
What?
Okay.
You know what? Just for that.
No.
roll stealth with disadvantage.
Critical!
You go, what? And the guy is like, what are you guys doing back here?
We all look.
And you're like all huddled around.
We kind of, I take a step back and I look at Petrolis.
Why didn't we let Snoozy in our group again?
Hello.
You there. What are you doing?
I just shrug. And then I walk away.
Okay. I'm like, it smells like ale. You might want to clean up.
He notices the tarp now is off. And he gets in there to try to back up.
I think he was drunk.
You're gonna have problems.
You spilled some on your goods.
He opened the tarp.
What are you doing?
He's part of the cult. Talk about Milo being part of the cult.
He was.
He was.
Don't worry, Petrolis.
Milo could come back.
We'll put him in the chat.
Milo could come back.
It's my list.
I'm at this point I'm looking over I'm wondering where the flames are at this point. Why the flames haven't started yet.
You just see Petrolis like shrug when he's talking to the guy.
Do I see that Snoozy's over there?
You see him talking to the cult guy. You see him hugging the cult guy.
Betrayal.
Hugging the cult guy. Really?
Yeah. This is a cheat.
I just like betrayal. We've been betrayed, Flora.
No, I'm just kidding.
We've been betrayed.
No, we haven't.
I've had enough of this. This is stolen goods. Our thieves.
He's still going on.
I'm taking the wagon.
Is the crowd helpful at all, or is this just going nowhere?
There, some people agree with you, some people don't, but most of them are saying, like, either we don't want to get involved or without hard evidence. Even if someone is telling something, like, they're like, well, I mean, you're telling us this, but there's... I mean, you did kind of just come up on them and cast this spell on them, like, without their permission.
Then leave. We'll take care of this our own way.
I don't want anything to do with it, those people say.
To Flora.
I shrug and I walk away.
Those people are dispersing. They're all just like, well, you've had your fun.
I take my hammer and try to smash the thing that's holding the horses, the harness.
Okay.
After I swing, I just start walking away. 15, 20.
Roll damage.
4. I rolled minimum.
Roll. It, you hit it, and it sounds like it cracks a little bit, and, but it doesn't break. And a bunch of the people are like, hey, what's happening? I'm like, get out of here.
I look at him and say, I promise you, this day, that man's death will not be in vain. He will suffer by Thor's beard. Look, he's got a sweet beard over there.
One of them's like, better watch your back.
You won't have to watch yours, you'll be dead.
He just laughs.
I'm not gonna have counterspell to stop me this time.
Okay.
Burke wouldn't walk away. He has all the evidence. I feel like I'm betraying his character.
Well, why do you have to be so how is it betraying his character to?
Because I'm willing to listen to their side, but they won't tell me anything.
You straight up accused them.
I mean, they know that they're in the zone of truth, yeah, so.
I know.
Of course they're not gonna.
But I'm wanting to listen to their side. That's part of my personality. I want to hear their side of the argument before I make a judgment. But
don't cast a spell first.
No, I think you did good. It's just hard because the people really don't care. All right, so you walk away?
Yeah, I try to find Petrolus immediately.
He's pretty easy to see. Just slump shoulders.
What's the deal?
Talk to Snoozy.
Betrayal?
I don't believe.
I saw him talking to the cultists.
He gave away my position. And then told the cultist I was drunk. And then told him that I poured the ale on the wagon.
Why are we with them?
Really, you don't have much of a reason.
There's no reason for us to be with them.
He did.
He appeared out of nowhere. He just walked with us. And now he's put us in two bad situations.
And he did do nothing last battle and trip and fall.
He posed a good point. That caused me to hesitate.
Which was?
This is just one wagon out of the three in the caravan, which is most likely out of hundreds more.
Okay.
If we reveal ourselves and...
We already have. That part's done.
Then what's the next step?
I could have controlled one of their minds and told them tell us where to go.
You can control mine.
I would need an extra day.
You're just as bad as Argon.
I get what I need to a certain purpose.
Walk away.
Oh, jeez. There's divisions everywhere. And they're falling apart.
At least Pinky's still friends.
Well, it's 12:20.
Man. I felt like we were going to get a lot further.
We
have
nothing done.
No.
Well, let's go back to Sparkle one more time real quick. Sparkle dies. You're dead, Sparkle.
Time of day is it?
It's nighttime.
I vanish.
Okay, you're still in the bag.
I vanish.
Okay. They're most of them are asleep. I mean, there's some guarding you, but it's nighttime.
Do they not notice that there's nothing there?
No, because you have a bag on you.
The bag covers my whole body? I thought this was on my head.
No, you have a bag on your head and over your whole body.
So I'm... All my limbs are tied and I'm in two bags?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ziploc.
Locks.
Well, I still vanish.
Okay.
Wait, how can I breathe?
Well, they're not
in the
airtight.
They're not plastic.
In the, yeah, in the bags that you had me in, I'm like one of those Russian dolls.
It's like a burlap.
Yeah, it's like a burlap sack. I told you that from the beginning.
I didn't know there was a giant.
I thought you just tied me and put a bag over my head. I don't remember there being a giant bag that I was also inserted in.
You captured somebody.
Did anyone else hear that?
You threw him in a potato sack.
There's a bag. There's your mouth is gagged. Yeah. Your eyes are blindfolded. You have a bag over your head.
It's Dre.
Overkill.
Your hands and legs are hogtied behind you, and you're inside of a bag in a wagon.
Okay.
And the bag is tied to the wagon.
So what do you want to do on your turn?
I vanish.
You eventually fall asleep. You have a vision.
Mm-hmm.
You see someone familiar, someone that gave you your powers.
Mm-hmm.
You hear her voice, "You disappoint me. You have failed the task."
Can I speak?
Sure.
I've requested you twice now. It's about time.
You have failed.
Yes. But only half. Once you sent me to retrieve, it came back and told you that I didn't have it, but I did have it.
Printed.
And now it's been taken from me. And it turns out it's bringing an ancient evil, one that even could possibly rival your own power, to this realm to destroy it. For me to do what I need to do, I have to first stop this, or there'll be nothing left.
If that evil is in your world, it won't be guarding its own. And I shall take it for my own.
There are people. There are people call this not Clixio, but Tiamat. One of them mentioned that she plans to team with Inagu when she comes to this room to raise destruction.
Unagi?
I heard differently, but however you want to pronounce it. I need two things.
Chaos. I like it.
I need two things. I need you to grant me the temporary power to destroy all of the beings that I'm with right now. And then I need you to teleport me back to Bren so I can see if what they have told me is true. And I can continue the trail of finding the essence.
Why would I trust you with more power when you have failed with so little?
I didn't fail, but there was a being that I will
destroy. You lied to me.
Well, you believe in redemption.
I believe in uncontrolled destruction and chaos.
A creature that I know who it is read my mind. I was unaware are not powerful enough to keep it out. It pulled things. But I can destroy that creature, and I can get the essence back. But first, I must destroy everyone with me. Currently keeping me in 5 sacks. And then I need you to teleport me to Bryn so I can see if what they're saying is true.
Roll persuasion. Inside you. Dream.
Is it caught?
Yeah, roll it on your book. He's lucky. He's lucky even in his own dreams. He's got one more, folks.
Pink, don't let me down.
Pinky! Touch the noble.
14.
17.
Serving me.
You too. It's the power I've already given you.
I have, but it's not grown enough. It's going to take time to generate the power. And a mortal such as yourself.
Wait, what'd you say?
A mortal such as yourself. Where'd you say? Do you need a lozenge?
Ancient creature. Immortal.
You're not immortal?
I have power beyond all belief.
I understand this. But the role that you play in this time and in this space and in this realm, just like all the others that are similar in your stature and your power, is to meddle. You raise minions or lords and you send them out to do what you want to be done. But what's coming? She's not using minions. She's gonna do it herself. With an army of dragons and whatever the name of that thing you pronounced was.
So,
Inaku.
What'd you say before?
I said that I heard from the cult that she will partner with Inaku when she comes here.
Did I say that?
No, I said that to you. You guys don't want to get your hands dirty, and I guess I understand that, but she does. And when she's finished, she comes here, she'll continue to rip through the multiverse, and there will be nothing left. There will be nothing to meddle in, no one to do your bidding. There will be nothing left. It will be you in your maze, 600 levels down in the abyss, all alone. But I can stop
you. You know nothing of the multiverse.
I know what you've shown me. And why did you send me? Why did you allow me to take the essence? Did you think that it would weaken her? It was binding her.
And she is soon to leave her kingdom.
She's leaving and she's coming, and she's coming for me.
And I shall claim it for my own, while this world is full of chaos.
Well, then you can go claim it, but I would still like to save this world.
We shall speak again. Fate.
I like the little research you did on the guy there.
We only got a plan.
All right. Will our adventurers further confront the cultist? What will happen when they reach the next town? What will the fate of Sparkershire be? And his obsession with Dre. Find out, maybe not next week, but in the future on the Scandalous Six D&D podcast.
Fade to black.
Fade to black.
Will our heroes be able to complete their quest? Find out next time on the Scandalous Six Dungeons & Dragons podcast.